He hit where the wing joined onto the fuselage, and it exploded forward, knocked out 8 cylinders, and the oil came all over the cockpit, and you know the engine stopped, and then it caught up again, and just chugging along, just barely above stalling speed. And my flight leader, who I was flying wing to, told me to head home or head as far out as far as I could, and they couldn't protect me or anything. If I had to bail out, they and just head west. And so that's what I did. And I looked, and the 109s were on either side. They crisscrossed and come in and flew formation. And when we got to the bomb line, they both went like that, peeled off and left. And I went on, and fortunately, I made a radio call, and my radio was still working. And a person in Italy picked me up and asked me my airfield, and I told him, and he said, "You're not far from it. Just take a 90 degree and you'll come to it." And within 5 minutes I was there. But those incidents all made me realize that life was very precious, and you treated people the way you like to be treated. When those two Germans, they respected me. I was in the same thing as they were. They knew that I was in trouble, and they didn't want to take advantage of a person that was in trouble. And so that's a philosophy that I've sort of gone through all life. When people are in trouble, I want to help them.